Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We now know who's going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show, so we'll have that breaking news for you in moments.
Oh. Did I tune into a rerun from 1998? Who cares?
You don't care about the musical act for the Super Bowl?
No, no.
All right.
I could not care less.
It's Rihanna.
Okay. Well, gosh, finally, a chance to watch some softcore porn and pop music at the same time in the middle of a football game. Hooray! Rihanna. Fabulous songstress. Great. Super.
Got an election 6 weeks from tomorrow. There's lots of things getting voted on in November, including a governor's race in Georgia.
We need to stop saying the election is in 6 weeks.
Right.
There's got to be a new term. The election deadline?
Yeah, you're right. You're
the
absolutely
final
right.
Day of voting?
Yeah, we talked about this a lot with Lon Heechan on Friday. Yeah, voting started, and Sarah Westwood also brought it up. Voting started on Friday in some parts of the country, so... Yeah, you're okay, boomer. People like me still referring to Election Day as like that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. So Stacey Abrams of Georgia, she narrowly lost to Brian Kemp, the gubernatorial race last time around. She claimed the election was stolen, which you're allowed to do on the left.
Without evidence?
Right. And in spite of that loss, it was a narrow one. In a formerly fairly red state. So she has been cited 1,000 times as one of the great rising stars of Democratic politics. After she lost that election, she became an uber activist trying to get people registered to vote and pushing very hard for the sort of loosening of ballot security that people like me despise because it lowers faith in elections. She is for registering a lot of people, which is absolutely, you know, fair and fine. But also, you know, mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, that sort of thing. So she has been, you know, lauded as a great leader of the future on the left. Well, she was given a speech the other day in Atlanta and said this. Michael, do you have that 39?
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
So, in case you couldn't hear that clearly, There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body.
Talk about a conspiracy. So is she suggesting that, like, somebody came up with this idea in an effort to continue the patriarchy? I mean, who was in on it? The doctors, the ultrasound people, the... Charlie C.W. Cook of the National Review said, finally, someone's willing to take on big ultrasound and expose their game that they've been foisting on us parents for all these years when we'd go in there in the little room and listen to the heartbeat and get all excited. It was all a scam just to continue the patriarchy.
Right, right. U.S. Senator Dr. George Roger Marshall, rather, who is an OBGYN, characterize the fetal heartbeat comments, quote, as factually incorrect. There's no man behind the curtain. Babies have a real heartbeat at 6 weeks.
So I don't remember at what point we went in and heard the heartbeat. So it was around 6 weeks?
Probably. Yeah. Now, I'll give you the response from the left, which is Stacey Abrams has already stated her support, blah, blah, blah. Where is it? I skipped over. It would be more accurate to say that you're hearing flashing electrical impulses originating from a mass of cells that may one day develop into a beating heart. So what they're claiming is, and this is technically accurate, is the electrical impulse of the heartbeat is formed and it's working. But you don't actually have your atria and ventricles contracting and pushing pushing your blood around.
Right. I've heard this argument, and I don't understand the distinction, really.
Yeah. I'd say at the point the heart is getting ready to do that, and you hear the sound of a regular heart, what do you want to call it if it's not a heartbeat? A heart impulse?
Yeah, and what difference does it make? It's the same. It's the same argument, right? Something is alive in there. Look, you can hear it.
Right. It's not like the parent is saying, "You hear that? That's the sound of the atria constricting, contracting, and forcing the blood through the arterial system," and blah blah blah. No, the heart is beginning to function. I mean, the very essence of humanity, from song, story, and poem, the heartbeat. You know, it could be said, Jack, that the heartbeat is the heartbeat of a human being. So anyway, nice job, Stacy. Again, that quote, which is just rich. There's no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body.
Well, the other odd aspect of this debate tactic that she went with is at some point when she was questioned further about this, she talked about how all experts say it's closer to 10 weeks. Before there's anything you could actually refer to as a heartbeat. Okay, did you just give away the game then? So that at 10 weeks there's a heartbeat and it's a heart and so it's kind of a person?
And it's a full-on indisputable heartbeat at 10 weeks? Is that what you just said?
So that's kind of a confusing tactic she's going with.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the just repugnant to any parent. Does she have kids?
I do not know that.
Somebody look that up, would you? Figure it out. My vocabulary is failing me. The loathsome idea that the excitement parents hear, the excitement they feel, rather, when they hear that electrical impulse that is a proto-heartbeat, is their excitement is finally a man can control this woman's body now. That's obscene. That's abhorrent. Hideous.
And I'm surprised that I don't know how it's playing, but I don't think there's a lot of people of any political stripe that like the idea of, oh, remember that like precious moment in your life where you heard the heartbeat? That was a ruse. You fell for it. Nobody wants to hear that.
That was just the electrical impulse. So when you cried and held your wife because there was a miracle growing inside her, well, that was because you knew that was the moment you could control a woman's body.
Have we nailed down if she has any kids or not? Anybody?
It doesn't look like she does.
No, it doesn't look like it. I was just kind of perusing So she is childless. She's the second of six kids, but doesn't look like she has any kids. That, yeah, I got to admit, that sounds like the sort of thing a childless person would say.
Yes. It's just so incredibly insensitive.
And
if I may continue to abuse my thesaurus.
Yeah. Nobody who's been through that experience wants somebody to set them down and say, you know, it's actually more of an electromagnetic pulse indicating a heart will someday be there, but it's not technically. What are you talking about? And for what reason?
Well, nice try, sweetheart. Wow. That's got to be in every ad, you know. Well, and then the 10-week thing. I think, you know, I and others buried the lead. I hadn't heard that quote. I mean, because that's giving away the game.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you're going to make the argument that 12 weeks or 15 weeks or whatever is just awful, but you're saying it's a heartbeat at 10, all right.
Yeah.
It complicates things.
Yeah.
Well,
boy, if it were not for, and this is the way politics goes, I mean, so you just have to deal with it, but if not for the ability to constantly shove Trump into a headline and the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, what would the midterm, you know, polls look like right now? And so, well, that's the thing about politics. Stuff happens. And with 6 weeks until the election deadline, we haven't come up with a term yet, a whole lot more stuff's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I want to get to this article I came across. It was an opinion piece in the New York Times over the weekend. The inside joke that became Trump's big lie. That sounds like it's a Trump thing, but it's not really a Trump thing. It's just about what a joke politics has become and how we should all be angry about it. And some of the examples are fantastic. We'll get to that later this hour, because it really struck a note with me. So
there can be no more important discussion, Jack.
Is that true?
That's my ringing endorsement.
Okay, did I mention Rihanna is the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Oh, Lord. You're just... I'm checking the markets because I'm a serious man and not a child.
You're going to give me...
Buy the dip!
You're going to give me...
Buy the dip!
You're going to give me one day hourly market updates and make some sort of prediction about the economy off of it?
No. What are you? Don't put predictions in my mouth. I'm just curious after last week's just absolute poop that the market took.
The whole year.
Kinda mixed. Kind of holding steady and mixed.
The whole year has been a number two.
Yeah.
It's one big market number two all around the world, by the way. As everybody's starting to just like fully embrace the fact that inflation is everywhere and going to be here a while. Yay!
Well, and now we're into that weird thing with, if you follow the market, you're familiar with this. But for instance, in England, Jack's been mentioning how the pound is at an all-time low against the dollar. That just people are selling off pounds because they're afraid of the English economy. Why? Well, because the British government has announced a tax cut. So everybody's afraid that tax cut will stimulate the economy. Oh, wait a minute. Markets love when you stimulate it. But they're afraid that stimulating the economy will cause the central bank to come down even harder with higher interest rates. And so it would be good news if the economy sucked. Because that would mean... Oh, Lord. All right, stop it. You give me whiplash.
Maybe you want to hire good people in these turbulent times? Got an example from a woke corporation of what you need to offer people when they come to your workplace. See if you can match this. It's going to be a little tough. That and other things on the way. It's pretty entertaining. Stay tuned. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Buy the dip! Buy the dip!
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Nobody has any idea what he was talking about there. That was Biden addressing a whole bunch of teachers in an event, and he dropped this kind of in the middle. He spotted somebody he knows and said hello to him and said this.
We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Nobody's exactly sure what he was talking about. Kind of a weird thing to say.
And you were dating?
He's gonzo.
Anyway.
Wow.
So I like the free market, and I'm all for businesses trying all kinds of different things. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you get punished by reality, and you go away. And I think that's going to happen with this corporation. But this is what you got to compete against if you're going to try to be a woke corporation right now. This company is called Chana, C-H-A-N-I. And they put out their little thing about hiring over the weekend. We're a queer, feminist-led tech and media company on a mission to make astrology and its wisdom accessible to everyone as a tool for self-discovery, mindfulness, and healing. Kind of a wacky business idea to start with. A queer, feminist-led tech and media company, I don't care about that, but this part. On a mission to make astrology and its wisdom accessible to everyone. Okay, fine.
Wow, but finally.
Listen to this. We also offer great benefits and perks for employees. No one is paid less than $80,000 before benefits, hashtag living wages for all.
Okay.
Okay. I hope you can generate the revenue to pull that off. Fully covered health, dental, and vision insurance. 401k with 5% match. That's kind of standard. 4 months paid parental leave. 4 months. It's a long time. Unlimited vacation plus a vacation stipend. So as much vacation as you want to take, and we'll give you extra money for it.
Wow.
Gender-based violence paid and protected leave.
Yes, finally.
No what? Idea what that is.
Say that again.
Gender-based violence paid and protected leave. Unlimited menstrual leave for people with uteruses.
Finally. People with uteruses.
Well, what's unlimited menstrual leave?
And how does that differ from unlimited vacation?
Is that when you have your period, you can take as many days off as you want? If you have a uterus?
Say more than five or so, it'd be stretching it.
An annual tech stipend. I like it when they just buried normal things in between a bunch of phrases nobody's ever heard before. A personal and professional growth stipend.
Yes. I need that. Here I am stagnant for years. It's because I've had no stipend. I was trying to become a better person or a more efficient worker, but there's no stipend. It's called, that may be my favorite one.
I don't know. This one's pretty good.
Well, just because that used to be called you made yourself valuable, so you get a raise, you get more money, you get promoted.
Like my t-shirt my son wears, it says, am I perfect? No. But am I trying to become a better person? Also no. the final one here I love. A stipend to help you build wealth. Isn't that kind of the whole work thing?
We used to call that pay.
A stipend to help you build wealth. And then it says at the bottom, folks who are queer, trans, non-binary, black, indigenous, people of color, disabled, parents, and or have been system impacted are immigrants, and anyone who has experienced systemic oppression and or gender-based violence are encouraged to apply.
Wow. So if I'm like a gay fella or probably just not anything but a white dude, I would absolutely go Jussie Smollett and hire a couple of my big friends. Hey, slap me around a little bit, would you? And then I'm going to go to apply while I still have the bruises. Yes, they beat me down because I'm whatever I am. They'd have to hire you, right?
Guaranteed $80,000 a year, unlimited vacation and menstrual leave if you have a uterus. And then a stipend to help you build wealth, which is nice with any job.
Sure, sure. What if I tell them I have a uterus? Are they going to, like, go looking for it to prove it or no?
I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Be like that the giant-breasted teacher in Canada who, it turns out, may be an anti-woke hero who's beclowning the system to illustrate how ridiculous it is.
I need a personal growth stipend so I can learn to play the piano or something.
Stipend to accumulate wealth. That's what pay is.
I know, that's my favorite one. Is politics a joke? Are they playing a joke on us, both parties? That was one argument in the New York Times over the weekend that I found pretty interesting. That on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This Letitia James civil suit in New York, it does have a partisan stench because she did run for office vowing to go after Donald Trump. And she's out there accusing him of crimes that she can't prosecute after the Manhattan DA declined to bring criminal charges. The Justice Department probe is back on track after an appeal as well. The special master is giving the Trump team a hard time. And it seems to me that even Republican senators are saying he can't just mentally declassify documents. But if there's one silver lining here for Donald Trump, it is this. The more that he is pursued and persecuted, his word, Republicans feel that he's under attack by his political enemies, and he still has a virtual lock on the nomination.
That's Howard Kurtz, who was with Washington Post for many, many years and is now with Fox, saying Donald Trump has a virtual lock on the nomination, which statistically I think is just true. So there's that. We played this clip a little bit ago of Joe Biden, and it was confusing on Friday and got a little traction in social media. Somebody explained it, which might be correct. Go ahead.
We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
So somebody texted in that, because people were a little bothered, because, you know, he's got a habit of sniffing people's hair and swimming naked around female Secret Service agents and stuff like that, but... I actually think Biden was trying to be kind. He didn't want to say the lady was as ancient as he is. So it was a, you know, we've known each other for a long time.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so that could be what he was trying to do.
Yeah, he was trying to be gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I mean, there's no need for anybody to bring out their apology chain or anything like that. Listen, don't bang your razor on the curb to bend it and get it rusty.
Razor, you'd bang them on the curb.
Right. No, I have no idea what you mean.
No reason to pull a straight razor and try to get them a cut that then gets infected because your razor is rusty. Yeah.
A jagged wound.
And those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
No, because I'm not a serial killer.
That never fails to entertain me. The rain barrel. What century is this?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. This is not funny. They're calling it a joke, but it's not funny. I thought this was thought-provoking. An opinion piece in the New York Times by someone named Carlos Lozada, who I don't even really know. I haven't really read his thing before. And he starts off talking about Trump's big lie, which it's the New York Times, so they got to, you know, do that sort of thing. But he broadens it out a little bit, and I thought it was pretty interesting, just about the idea, well, I'll just read, the idea that American politics is, in essence, a joke. And it's being treated as if we can treat politics as a joke without consequence, and goes through a couple of examples. And he started with the big lie, Trump going around saying that stuff. But you can apply this to both parties and lots of politicians. We could try to give examples if we want, but it happens all the time. When politicians publicly defend positions that they privately reject, they're telling the joke. When they give up on the challenge of governing the country for the rush of triggering the enemy, they're telling the joke. When they intone that they must address the very fears that they've encouraged or manufactured among their constituents, they're telling the joke. Good example on that would be Trump saying the election was stolen by Venezuelans, or Joe Biden saying this is Jim Crow on steroids and trying to take away your right to vote, you know, or the Supreme Court decision is going to lead to ending gay marriage.
Sure.
And, you know, that you're treating politics as a joke. You're saying things you don't believe at all, but it whips people up. And you just think you can get away with this joke. When their off-the-record smirks signal that they don't really mean what they just said or did, they're telling the joke. And as these lies or jokes spread deeper into reality, the joke has much to answer for as people get more and more riled up and start to believe it. And he points out several books. Why We Did It, a book I've talked about, from a Republican operative about why he went along with a lot of the Trump stuff. And then you got on the other side, there is Mark Leibovich out with another book, Thank You for Your Servitude, which points out a lot more of this sort of thing on both sides of politicians just regularly saying things they don't believe. They even kind of make it somewhat clear that they don't believe them, but it's all just kind of treating politics as a joke. We can go as far as we want with making statements about racism or gender bias or whatever it is you want to say. Everything will be fine, though. Country will just keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's always been cynicism and dishonesty in politics,
sure, of
obviously.
Course.
But I think it's a question of, you know, to what extent it's infiltrated the conversation. If it's around the edges, or how do you quantify it? I don't know. 20% of it's bull ass, and the 80% is about governing the country and actually honestly discussing ideas. Okay, we can live with that. But I think it's become 80-20 in the other direction.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love that point they make about, because these people are smart, they're lawyerly, they're generally pretty verbal. They figure out ways to whip up the contributors or the base, but signal to each other that I'm not serious with this stuff.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what that first book I mentioned, Why We Did It, that I listened to a long podcast with that author, and he said that's exactly what we're doing. He said, we get together and drink in D.C. at the bars, and the guy, he's sending out all these just harsh tweets as a Republican operative, hanging out with his Democrat friends who send out these harsh tweets as a Democrat, and they just joke about it. It's just all a game, and it seems like they feel like either everybody gets the joke and we're just being, I don't know, over the top, or the percentage of people who take it seriously and could be moved to violence are small enough you don't have to worry about it. I don't know what they're thinking, but they don't mean it. They all know amongst themselves they don't actually mean this stuff. I don't actually think you're a racist. I don't actually think you're a fascist. But I tweeted it at you all day long, and you tweeted it at me all day long.
Ha ha, I'll buy the next round.
Right.
Yeah. I'm reminded of the line from Mark Leibovich's first book, or might not have been his first, but it was his first on this topic, called This Town, in which they talk about the Republican and Democratic operatives who get on the cable news show and scream at each other. Then they go backstage and laugh. And one of them explained to Leibovich, we're laughing at the joke. People don't get the joke. What's the joke? And he finally admits the joke is that we're patriots. And that's why we're on there arguing. We're not at all. And, you know, I'm reminded, often when we use the term cynical, we're picturing somebody who's, like, bitter about it or angry or just, like, sick and tired of how phony everything is. I'm cynical. But the true cynic is the person who feels no emotion about it whatsoever. It's kind of a nihilistic point of view, and that's the sort of person you're talking about that tweets horrible things that whip people up and make them hate their country or think their country's dying or they want to take to the streets and kill people. But those people feel no emotion whatsoever over it. They're just, it's no more a big deal to them than, you know, provoking a dog to bark. They're truly, deeply cynical.
Yeah, these people, and I've listened to podcasts, read segments from them talking about it. It's interesting. They'll meet at the bar or run into each other at an event or whatever. You know, well, you got me that time, huh? That was a good one about the whole how we're all racist. Got me that time. I'll get you next time. Ha ha ha. To them, it is a joke like that. Mm-hmm. And but what it's led to is 85% of Americans thinking we're on the wrong track, and, you know, actual violence or threats of violence, it ain't going to work out the way they think it's going to work out.
Well, in one view of the universe, the devil doesn't actually do much himself. He just whispers in your ear what he wants done. And I'll tell you who the devil is right after this.
Well, that's a hell of a tease.
I will identify Satan on Earth so you can take whatever action you see fit.
Right after this commercial.
I kid. It is a word from our friends.
Speaking of cynical.
Simply Safe Home Security. Oh, my gosh. Old school home security companies, they set you up with outdated technology. They overcharge you for service. They lock you into binding multi-year contracts. I hated it. And like so many people, Judy and I ended up not using our system before we had Simply Safe because it's just too much of a pain in the butt. Simply Safe Home Security, you're going to use. It's great.
Simply Safe cannot keep the devil out of your home. But all kinds of other threats, 24/7 professional monitoring with their agents right there the moment a threat is detected. They'll give you a call. They'll dispatch police or first responders, or, you know, it depends on the emergency, obviously. And even if you're not home and can't be reached, Simply Safe blankets your home in protection for about $1 a day. That's absolutely amazing.
Yep, advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and outside, just super smart. It's great. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Just takes a few minutes. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong.
And for the fourth time today, for some reason, I think a lot of this comes down to those small donations, the way the electoral laws have changed. We thought it would be a good idea to get big money out of it, but all the people you can whip up for the small donations is what's driving this train, I think.
Well, and the insidious thing, I think Satan whispering in the ears, was when social media discovered what they have discovered, which is that engagement spurs, in the one case, for social media itself, longer engagement, longer time on, seeing more ads, therefore more money. And the way to spur that longer engagement is to provoke anger. Outrage is way better than anything. You thought cat videos were powerful in the earlier days of the internet. No, it's all about provoking outrage and anger.
Thanks, Twitter!
And the politicians who make ample use of social media to accomplish some of the same things, but mostly to raise money, they've discovered, you know what, by God, they're right. Anger is the way to go. Provoke constant anger, no matter how cynically or irresponsibly. And so Does the beast evolve and recognize that we're being manipulated in that way? Do we get smarter about our politics? I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical that's going to happen. I don't think this conversation will reach nearly enough people to help them understand that they're being manipulated. Satan is whispering in their ear. Iago? Is that it? Is whispering in Othello's ear, telling him that Desdemona is cheating on him. That's what social media is, and that's what social media politics is.
Well, even if the populace could wake up to it, it might not happen in time before the nation is dissolved.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting, though.
So the latest trend in the word... Here, can I do the second
sure.
take two? Michael, sure, can exactly. I have a second take? Do we have enough tape?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. The hottest trend in HR may be the worst idea you've ever heard. That was good. That was way better than the first. I mean, the first, it was incoherent. It was Biden-esque. Bad ahead of Kefter.
Not as good as the tease as I'll tell you who the devil is.
Mm.
That was pretty good.
Well, it's Mark Zuckerberg, as usual.
It's Mark Zuckerberg.
It ends up being Mark Zuckerberg.
Always. Just kind of a
spoiler alert.
More on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Is there something worse than fentanyl on the street now? We should talk about that. Also, I mean, that's a heck of a statement.
Hang on.
Wait a minute. Joe says hang on.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm a tad late to the studio. Worse than fentanyl? Stop it.
Yeah, I know. I like this one, too. My iPhone 14 fell off my motorcycle and told my family I had crashed. Because it's got that new technology that lets you know when you've been in a car wreck or something like that. So
I saw a guy lay down his bike over the weekend. He was okay, but
ooh.
Yeah, it was a low speed thing, but Yeah, it's right in the middle of an intersection. I was just praying everybody would see it and slow down. End up fine, but you know where I was at the time? It's a charming tale. You'll enjoy it. It's very short. Judy and I were looking for lunch, and we decided, let's go to a locally owned, hole-in-the-wall diner.
There you go. I like being a diner.
Because we were in a town not our own, and it was fantastic.
What'd you get?
The food was great. Patty melt?
There you go. That's a classic diner sort of thing. A BLT would be good, or a club sandwich at a diner, probably.
Best patty melt I've ever had in my life. It was spectacular. But, yeah, support local businesses. Anyway, where was I? Oh, you were saying something. Fentanyl was going to kill me, or something worse than fentanyl.
I-14 fell off my motorcycle and told my family I crashed.
That's it. A couple of things. Number one, do we have time for this? Barely. You remember the ridiculously giant-breasted, apparently transsexual Canadian school teacher who was parading what it seemed to be a bizarre pornographic fantasy version of transsexuality in front of the kids? Turns out guy might be an anti-woke hero. He's a shop teacher who'd been in constant trouble for so-called toxic masculinity, and he rejects woke culture. And he mentions to his kids during class that gender-neutral bathrooms are silly and all this queer theory stuff is wrong. And the school board hates him. And they're thinking he decided to up the ante to exploit the very clown world the school and the school district and Canadian society have created. He's going to say, oh, yeah, let's see how far you can take it. Persecute me now. I'm going to claim to be the things you say are protected. Let's see how far you're willing to take it.
I'll bet you $100 that's accurate. I wonder if Tucker will have the update on that, because Tucker Carlson's been huge on this story for the last week.
So he is trolling the woke, it would appear. Now, I this has the ring of truth. I'm not 100% certain it's true. But if that's true, that explains a lot of things, and the guy is just so great. Now, do we need giant boobs with clearly visible nipples in front of whatever middle school or high school kids? In shop class, probably not. But anyway, as that story develops, we'll bring you updates. Came across this over the weekend. The new super hot catchphrase. There are books, seminars about it. As everybody's slowly but surely going back to the office, the catchphrase is, bring your whole self to work.
All right. I've got too many miles on my odometer to enjoy a new catchphrase.
Oh, the exhausted look on his face was just priceless.
Bring my full self to work?
Right, your whole self.
Bring my whole self to work.
This is by a gal named Pamela Paul. She writes, you may be unaware of the prevailing whole self fashion. Perhaps you managed to skip that HR module, or you work at a small outfit, one unencumbered by systems, strategies, and sweeping philosophies. So what exactly does it even mean? According to TED Talker and corporate consultant Mike Robbins, author of a book called, that's right, Bring Your Whole Self to Work, it means being able to fully show up and, quote, allow ourselves to be truly seen in the workplace.
I'm always amazed when these things are a book, and then you get, as the author, you end up on a bunch of different shows and podcasts talking about it. But who reads these? How do you have a whole book about that? I feel like I've taken in the entire thing and, like, the title.
Oh, wait a minute. There is more. And tell me, does this not seem like the worst thing you've ever heard in your life, especially if you are at all an introvert? Let's see. Bringing in the whole self is a certified buzz phrase at Google, encouraged at Experian. An entire issue of the Harvard Business Review has been devoted to the subject. You don't keep your head down and do your job. Instead, you bring your whole self to work. Personality flaws, vulnerabilities, idiosyncratic mantras and all. The authentic self is another word that people use. That means at work, acknowledge your personality, the quirky bits. Bring your interests, your hopes, your dreams, your fears with you, and tell everyone about that.
What
about them, even if they aren't relevant to your work?
Maybe there's some advantage for me doing that, but I don't want everybody out there in the newsroom to bring me their vulnerabilities and quirks.
In recent years, the whole self movement has gained momentum in part because it dovetails with fortified corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Both purport to make employees feel comfortable expressing aspects of their identity in the workplace, even when irrelevant to the work in hand.
And in what context do you do that? I'm afraid of heights. I just wanted to stand up here in the cubicle and tell everybody.
Well, this gal who hates this God bless her, it kind of illustrates the answer to that question. The problem is, for many people, it's not more comfortable dragging the whole kit and caboodle into the workplace, nor is it necessarily productive. Not everyone wants their romantic life, their politics, their values, or their identity viewed by their colleagues as pertinent to their performance. For some people, a private life is actually best when it's private.
All right, bring your whole self to work.
And tell everybody about it all the time.
I'm sure. When are you supposed to do your job, your J-O-B?
It exhausts me, the very idea of it.
If you ever miss an hour of the show, you can get it, the podcast. Just search for Armstrong and Getty on demand. A lot of good stuff coming up in hour four.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.